Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. After the controversial halt of all cycling projects in Berlin, the Finance Administration is demanding a 40 to 60% reduction in the budget for 2024-2025. This information is based on documents obtained by RBB. However, these cost-saving measures are being met with opposition from experts in the Mobility Administration. They strongly warn that existing funding commitments for cycling projects in the districts may not be honored. Furthermore, there would be no room for new measures if the budget allocations were significantly reduced. The program for bicycle path renovations and relatively simple measures in the districts is affected in particular. The former Transportation Administration, led by the Greens at the time, had allocated 15 million euros for 2024 and 22 million euros for 2025. The new Finance Administration, on the other hand, aims to reduce this to approximately half, reaching 9 million euros for both years. Large-scale investment projects face a similar situation. Initially, 12 and 16 million euros were planned for the respective years. However, the Finance Administration advocates spending only about half of that amount. In contrast, the experts in the Mobility Administration warn against stalling the construction of bicycle paths, which would affect both approved measures and new projects. It's unclear how the new Senator for Mobility, Manja Schreiner of the CDU, has positioned herself in the budget negotiations with her party colleague, Senator for Finance, Stefan Evers. Schreiner's administration had justified the halt of all projects based on prioritization and Berlin's financial situation. This could indicate that the senator will now budget less money for cycling infrastructure. A spokesperson for the Mobility Administration declined to comment on this matter. The spokesperson for the Finance Administration pointed out that the budget deliberations had not yet been completed. According to the experts, Berlin does run the risk of missing out on federal funding from the Stadt und Land program in the future. This program concerns cycling projects where the federal government covers three-quarters of the costs, with Berlin contributing the rest. In order to access these funds, the allocations in the draft budget must not be significantly reduced. Despite a nationwide trend, first-year students in Berlin continue to have a hard time getting a place at university. According to a study presented by the Center for Higher Education Development, 61.2% of the study programs for the winter semester 2023-2024 have a numerus clausus, which is significantly more than the national average of just under 40%. The most affected subjects are engineering, linguistics, and cultural studies. According to the study authors, the fact that the number of admission-restricted courses of study is declining overall is due to the fact that there are more and more courses on offer, but fewer students. And in the case of open admission programs, the Abitur, or in the case of master's programs, the bachelor's degree is sufficient to enroll. If there is an admission restriction, then the university has set a maximum number of students. In this case, first-year students must apply for a place, and selection is based on grades, test results, or work experience. It still remains uncertain if the techno event Rave the Planet, scheduled for Saturday, will take place. Although 300,000 participants are expected, the organizers announced yesterday that they still have not secured medical services. The German Red Cross had declined to provide services for the event, and the organizers were advised by the police to hire a privately funded service. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, organizers announced that they had not yet secured an emergency medical service for the event. They had hoped to use Malteser Hilfsdienst, but it clarified that it would not take on the task, citing a lack of necessary documents and information from the organizers. The event organizers can now comply with the requirements or lodge an appeal against the restriction with the Berlin Administrative Court. As of yesterday afternoon, no application had been filed. If the event does not get canceled by the organizers, they still have the option to provide medical services on Saturday. However, if the police do not find these services on site, the event may be dissolved due to an insufficient security concept, depending on the number of participants. An expert in emergency and safety matters warned that about 1 million instead of the predicted 300,000 could show up, and further pointed out that if injured or unconscious participants need to be transported, access routes could quickly be blocked by ravers. The organizers announced that if the number of 300,000 is exceeded, relief areas have been planned along the route where music wagons can then be parked. The German Aerospace Center, or the DLR, sees worldwide potential for drones and air taxis in cities. In a study presented yesterday at the DLR's National Test Center for Unmanned Aerial Systems in Sachsen-Anhalt, researchers identified over 200 cities worldwide that are suitable for this purpose. Alongside metropolises such as New York and Tokyo, cities from Germany, including Berlin, Hamburg, Munich, Frankfurt, and the Rhine-Ruhr region are among them. The researchers foresee the emergence of the first companies entering the market as early as 2030. Bianca Schuchart from the DLR Institute of Flight Guidance and head of the research project stated, quote, "That is the vision, that one day passengers can be transported by air taxis. The results show that the demand clearly increases with a growing number of landing points and their easy accessibility." Unquote. However, it is also recognized that the topic is very complex and there are important components, such as the design of the air taxis, existing air traffic, prices, and integration into urban structures. According to the project leader, there is significant potential with a kilometer price of around 4 euros. However, in a representative survey, those in rural areas in Germany expressed the most desire for the introduction of air taxis. If you like our podcast, you can simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.